The People and Information Network, PIN, is planning to cease its operations on March 31 this year after 20-odd years serving Guelph. The network was previously known as the Volunteer of Guelph and Wellington County. PIN helps people find volunteer opportunities for community members by connecting them with local organizations like nonprofits and charities. The recommendation to dissolve the organization will be put to a vote for its special members at a meeting on February 23. After the vote, if they decide to take the recommendation, normal operations will cease on March 31 and a formal dissolution on July 31, 2023. A number of factors influenced the board's recommendation, said board chair Janet Kaufman. COVID certainly impacted budgets and operations in nonprofits everywhere, said Kaufman. We've seen a decline in the number of members we have. The PIN network has been a beneficiary of United Way funding support, and United Way has seen a decline in contributions, she said. Last year, the network transferred its community information database, where people could look for services like food banks, support around housing, or recreational opportunities. It was transferred to the Social Service Helpline 211. The PIN board decided to discontinue community information as one of its programs and services, and it transferred entirely to 211. With this transfer, PIN reduced staff, said Kaufman. PIN has worked remotely during the pandemic despite renting space on Quebec Street. When the lease was up last year, PIN decided not to renew as a cost-saving measure, said Kaufman. In late 2022, PIN's executive director Kim Cusimano resigned and the network decided not to rush to fill the position. The interim executive director is Peter Hohenadel. PIN has received funding throughout the years. Grant funding is a double-edged sword, although it is welcomed, it is always tied to a project, said Kaufman. That doesn't necessarily help you entirely with keeping the lights on, she said. I think PIN, in its 20-plus years of life, provided a really strong foundation for the members of the organization so that they have a really good understanding of what's involved in recruiting, selecting and supporting volunteers who work in their organization, Kaufman said. Organizations that rely on volunteers have seen a decline, largely because of COVID, she said. Guelph at one time was known as the volunteer capital of Canada, with a high percentage of community members who were volunteering, she said. I don't necessarily think that's just going to go away, if PIN goes away, said Kaufman.